The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I'm Ty Hawkins in for Laura Simon. First things first, we're going to find out how that forecast is shaping up for you. We bring in meteorologist Jamie Travers, who joins us. Big day of sports out there. We're talking Battlehawks. We're talking St. Louis Cardinals. But how's the weather looking for the commute to get to these games?
You know, the weather looking fine. We won't be dealing with any rainfall. Cooler, though.
So bring a jacket, light, heavy?
Yeah, a light jacket. Temperatures around 60. Well, it depends. If you're going to be tailgating early for the Battlehawks games, you are going to want a few extra layers because we have temperatures in the 40s right now. But by this afternoon, we'll max out right around 60 degrees. We had the air mass change Thursday night when that strong cold front came through and brought us those damaging storms and numerous tornado touchdowns across the region. 44 right now, factoring in that north wind at 8 miles per hour, we feel like 40 degrees, so a little bit chilly out there. We are going to have a breeze with us again today. Temperatures elsewhere, we have anywhere from the 30s up north to in the mid-40s or so around the region. Now, we will see an increase in cloud cover for today, mid to high level clouds for much of the afternoon. So we'll call it a mix of clouds and sun going into the afternoon, but just know we'll start off pretty bright. We'll see more and more cloud cover returning as we head into the second half of your day. 54 degrees by 11 a.m. That forecast high right around 60. We'll talk about when the next time we could expect some rainfall here coming up in a few minutes.
Thank you, Jamie. First on Fox News this morning, it's round two in seeking justice for a fallen St. Louis police officer. The trial for an accused cop killer suddenly canceled in January. Now, reset to begin again on Monday. Fox Files investigator Chris Hayes was in court yesterday as jurors were selected.
This unforgettable scene from August 2020 is the focus. A St. Louis police officer, Tamaris Bohannon, was shot and killed after he'd responded to help someone possibly shot. Then he was shot and killed. He was 29 years old and had served as a St. Louis police officer for less than 4 years. He left behind a wife and 3 children. The crime scene was on Hartford Street near Tower Grove Park, where another responding officer was also shot. He survived. It was St. Louis police officer Orlando Bailey, who my colleague Jasmine Huda interviewed in 2021.
Think about if I could have done things differently or just trying to, you know, replay the situation back.
He suffered a gunshot wound to his leg. A 12-hour standoff resulted, with SWAT eventually arresting 47-year-old Thomas Kinworthy, a man who authorities say they later discovered had skipped court dates in Florida for alleged sex offenses and kidnapping. During jury selection Friday, the lead prosecutor warned jurors they may never know why, that there may be no clear motive. As she and Kinworthy's defense with the public defender's office sought jurors who could be fair to both sides. Opening statements are expected to begin Monday. For the Fox Files, I'm Chris Hayes.
Just after 10:30 Friday night, officers responded to a call on Aldine and Spring. When officers arrived on scene, they found a man in his 30s suffering with gunshot wounds to the head, arms, and legs. The man was pronounced dead on the scene. Homicide has been requested. If you know any information, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at the number at the bottom of your screen. Remember, your tips do remain anonymous. St. Louis County Police investigating after a 4-year-old is shot in the leg. The shooting was first reported just before 6 p.m. on Friday at a residence in the 10,000 block of Green Valley Drive. The child is said to have been shot in the leg, and the wounds are not considered life-threatening. No word yet on how the child was shot. A man was killed early Friday when his SUV careened through a fence and struck a North St. Louis home. St. Louis City Police say the crash all unfolded in the Walnut Park East neighborhood around midnight. Upon arrival, investigators found the vehicle crashed into the side of the home, damaging a fence, breaking a window. Police believe the driver was speeding before the crash. Some residents say the crash sounded like an explosion.
Lester truck against the house and yellow tape everywhere. The first thing I thought was somebody was dead. I just pray for the family and hope that his family make it through the situation.
There was at least one adult female in the home when the crash happened, but she was not hurt. A group of Southwest passengers on a Boeing 737 MAX jet heading from St. Louis to Sacramento, California on Friday, safe after having to make an emergency landing back at Lambert. Airport officials confirm everyone made it back safely to the airport. According to Southwest, the flight returned because the airport returned to the airport rather because of a mechanical issue. That aircraft now out of service for review. The airline released a statement after the incident saying, "Our customers are being accommodated on a different aircraft and will continue to Sacramento. We appreciate our customers' patience as we work to get them to their destination as quickly as possible." Five after the hour on this Saturday morning, the You Paid For It team gets a call for help from a West St. Louis resident in her 80s. She finds herself on the hook for a $7,000 bill to MSD. Elliot Davis answers the call for help, and You Paid For It.
Margaret Starks was stunned to find herself owing MSD as much as she did, $7,000. She's on fixed income and has been trying to repay the money bit by bit, but getting nowhere. Finally, MSD sued her, and she was slapped with the judgment for all that cash.
So right. What happened with you and MSD?
That's what I don't understand. I didn't know the bill was that big, and I kept asking them, and they said, "Oh, no, just pay," and I kept paying. And the next thing I know, this is the bill. See, my dad was staying there, and I was trying to help my dad. I took over the property for my dad to pay it, and I paid his rent and everything.
Okay.
So that's what happened.
She says although she took over the bills from her dad's house, the MSD bill fell through the cracks. She says at 81 years old, it's hard to keep track of everything.
So what happened with this bill?
I don't know. They said I owed them that.
$7,000?
Yeah, that's what they said.
So what's your thoughts about that?
I think they're wrong. I don't know that I owe them that much money because I can't remember. I've been really running them down trying to get it taken care of, and it's just been a ring around the circle. And I guess because a COVID situation came, you couldn't go down there. But I went down there, and they said, "Oh, just keep paying them." So I kept paying something, and it's just gotten out of control.
She finally ran out of options and turned to the You Paid For team. I took the case to MSD and its spokesperson, Bess McCoy, who vowed to help through a special program for low-income customers.
So we have a customer assistance program, or a CAP program, and any resident who makes less than 2 times the federal poverty limit guidelines, and anyone over 62 who makes less than 2.5 times that is eligible. That will cut your bills in half. We've spoken to her. It sounds like she's eligible. If she fills out the application and submits it, we will cut her previous bills in half, apply a 50% reduction, and also get her on a payment plan to get her up to speed. We know that there are probably about 30,000 people in our service area who are eligible. Right now, we only have 5,000 or so enrolled. We want to get that number way up.
I went back to see Margaret.
What's your feeling?
Well, I'm excited about it.
You got the applications now. What's your reaction?
I'm going to do it now. I'm excited about it. Thank you so much. I would hug you, but they might say it's inappropriate. Give me a hug.
Okay, I can give you a hug.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
This time we're able to help 81-year-old Margaret Starks, and we spotlighted an MSD program that could help thousands of others struggling with their bill. Keep in mind, we're here for you as well. So just go to our website, foxfornow.com, where you can leave your tips and tell me what you think. After all, you paid for it.
A Fox 2 follow-up, at least 9 tornado touchdowns rolled through the St. Louis area 2 nights ago. Bomarito Automotive Group Skyvox over Brookdale Farms in Eureka, where several barns were damaged. A wedding rehearsal was interrupted. No one on the farm was injured. And the wedding party that was there, though, through the terrifying ordeal, is still moving forward with plans as the team at Brookdale Farms worked through the night to get repairmen and contractors lined up for the start of the day. The National Weather Service confirming an EF1 tornado hit Prairie Town, Illinois 2 nights ago. Take a look at this shot from Bomarito Automotive Group Skyfox showing the extensive damage. This is a chicken coop. It was among structures leveled in the tornado. It holds a special story dating back to almost a century.
When they built the house here, they all lived in it. My aunts and uncles and lived in it. Well, and my grandparents and dad, mom, I guess. They lived in it while they were building the house here.
The house was built in the 1930s. Friday, family and friends came together to start the process of moving forward. One of the hardest hit areas in Illinois was Latham. One confirmed tornado touched down there 2 nights ago. Yesterday, the homeowners were out picking up, clearing tree branches and other debris. One homeowner says a tree hit their power pole outside of their house, starting a fire. She says emergency crews came to put the fire out, but she says it was a bit of a challenge trying to get onto her own property.
They kind of told me, don't park in the driveway and go in your back door, because they didn't know if that line was going to pop. So they had me pull into the yard instead of our driveway. But it was kind of an issue to get down the road. I had to come in through the country because they had the road blocked off.
Overall, she feels blessed that the tornado didn't do much damage to her home, but it did cause some damage to other structures on her property, blowing away her deck and ripping through trees. It was a wild situation. That last 48 hours, we saw, Chris Higgins said that there was reported 8 tornadoes in the area.
Yeah, we had 9 tornadoes, and that was Thursday night. It was a line of storms that rolled through, and a lot of times with those lines, they're not your typical supercellular type structures. So we are having just spin-ups along the leading edge of that. And at one point, there were four or five areas of rotation that we'd be monitoring at one time. So yes, numerous touchdowns and 9 total tornadoes, EF0 to EF1. So lower end tornadoes, but still did a lot of damage across the region. So taking it down to Jefferson County near High Ridge and points west, we had an EF wind, max winds estimated about 100 miles per hour. We also had another tornado touchdown off of Trin Rivers Road there. That was near Brookdale Farms. EF0 max winds about 76 miles per hour. A lot of these paths are pretty short. That one, those 1.1 miles. Just up to the north, we had in Madison County, EF0 max wind 80 miles per hour there near Horseshoe Lake. And Madison County farther to the north and east near Marine, both north and south of Marine, 2 EF0 tornadoes there, 74 and 80 mile per hour winds estimated with that. Prairie Town, I was out there yesterday. There was a farm off of Prairie Town Road where there were about 6 buildings completely leveled for that. The windows were blown out of the family home there. EF1 tornado estimated winds about 95 miles per hour. Farther to the north, another EF1 tornado touchdown north of Womack there, northeast of Carlinville. Back to the west in Greene County, EFU, so unknown, so we don't have the max winds on that path, about 4.3 miles per hour. And EF0, again, unknown, max winds not available, most likely over open farms. So there probably wasn't much damage to go on, but I know we had some confirmed tornadoes based on radar as well. Here's that view from space currently. We have mostly clear skies right now, but notice some cloud cover to our west, so we are expecting an increase of clouds over the course of the day, mid to high level clouds, so it won't be too gray and gloomy, but we will see more and more of those clouds rolling on in this afternoon. We have low pressure over the eastern coast, high pressure over the to our north and west, and that will be trying to build in today. But notice those clear skies, how beautiful it looks. Highland, Illinois, our St. Louis Soaring Association, looking westward now at the western sky at more of that cloud cover. You can see thin and wispy there streaming in as we take a look west with that Amoco side. 44 degrees, feeling like 40 with that north wind at 8 miles per hour, pressure rising, and it's going to be a crisp start to the morning. Temperatures anywhere from the upper 30s to the 40s, 48 at Cuba, 44 at Arnold and Sparta. So temperatures today, you'll still feel the effects of the northwesterly breeze bringing in that cooler air. Highs right around 60 and a bit breezy through the afternoon with that increase in cloud cover. Overnight tonight, we'll have mostly cloudy skies for much of the night, but then as we head toward daybreak tomorrow, I think we clear a lot of that out. So decreasing cloud cover overnight tonight. Temperatures, though, respond to that, dipping down into the 30s in many areas. And then for your day tomorrow, highs are going to be climbing, very similar to today, but we should have full sunshine tomorrow. So it will be feeling a little bit better because of that sunshine. Winds today gusting to about 20 miles per hour out of the north, or the north and west. So clouds increasing, we'll call it a mix of clouds and sun though still through the afternoon. 60 degrees, northwest winds about 10 to 15 tonight. Mostly cloudy down to 41 in St. Louis, but outside of the metro, many areas dipping down to the 30s. Warmer to start the work week and also the beginning of Passover there, a high of 70. Tuesday, a chance of a few showers or thunder showers. Wednesday, right now, looking good still. We'll have partly cloudy skies, temperatures right around normal for this time of year. Then it looks to be a bit more unsettled as we wrap up the work week and head into the weekend with rain chances Thursday night through Saturday, but also a warming trend as a warm front lifts north and brings back those 80-degree temperatures to our region. Time.